from blood to blood, from human to human, from the besieged Aleppo to all the people of the world. This is Aleppo, where we saw democracy, freedom, and the right to be free people, like you, our brothers and sisters. We wanted to free ourselves of the dictatorship of Assad and his family. But the hand of cruelty changed Aleppo to what is worse than the hell itself. Yes, Assad and Russians are the makers of the hell on the earth. This is Aleppo, where death has taken over life, where youths died before growing up. Here is the land which was immersed in the seas of blood. No songs are played, but the roar of planes. Here children go to schools, but pass away before touching their dreams. The father here goes out searching for bread and is back to find his family buried under the same house where they had decided to be together forever. Nights and days are alike. Fear takes the heart of adults out before the young. The doctor is killed before the patient. The smile of children is stolen. The picture of innocence is broken. No peace, no toys, and no dreams are here. Kids fall like the leaves of autumn. Here are the worst massacres of the 21st century. Here, Aleppo is the tragedy of the new history. Phosphorus, cluster bombs, barrel bombs, bunker busting rockets, vacuum rockets, chemical weapons, chlorine gas, and all kinds of shelling are used by Russian and Assad against children, women, old people, disabled people, and even against the bones of the dead. Our children are slaughtered by the world silence. My daughter, Umran, and all the 85,000 children inside Aleppo deserve a life like your kids, on our land, inside our houses and schools. No for displacement. United Nations let us down. Security Council let us down. The powerful governments let us down. You are the last hope before writing our names on our graves. Freedom to Aleppo, freedom to Syria,